Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, the podcast for people of prayer. Today, we will hear from America Pray Now director, Hannah Alway.
In a recent podcast, I shared on the blessings of a daily devotional life. Today, I would like to share a story on how one woman's daily devotional life shaped Christian history and world history. Susanna Wesley would spend an hour every morning with the Lord and an hour in the evening, and she would try to spend a little bit of time at noon as well. Her devotional life impacted her children, and they in turn impacted the world. I want to give you a little history of Susanna. She was born in 1669 in London, England. She was the youngest of 25 children, daughter of a minister. She married Samuel Wesley, a Church of England clergyman, in 1688, and they had 19 children, but only 10 survived infancy. Samuel and Susanna Wesley lived in poverty most of their lives. Samuel was often traveling and was once imprisoned for debt. Their home was destroyed by fire twice, once nearly killing one of their children. Susanna also faced long periods of raising her children alone. She was deeply religious and believed in disciplined spiritual upbringing. She educated her children at home, starting at age 5. All of her children learned Latin and Greek. Lessons would start at 9 o'clock in the morning and would go until noon, 6 days a week. Imagine homeschooling 10 children. She was a very busy mom. She also held weekly Bible studies and devotions in her kitchen, which grew so large, it is said that they rivaled her husband's official church services. Susanna had a deep devotion, discipline, and determination to make time for God, even in the middle of a very busy household. There is a well-known story about her devotional life that I want to share with you today. With 10 children at home, Susanna had little privacy or quiet, but she was committed to a daily devotional life, especially prayer and scripture reading. Since she could not leave the house or find a quiet room, she would sit in her kitchen or near their fireplace, and when it was time to pray, she would pull her apron over her head. This became her prayer tent. It was a sign to her children that mother is praying, do not disturb. During this time, the children knew that they were not to interrupt her unless it was an emergency. By doing this, Susanna showed how determined she was to meet with God no matter the circumstances. And it taught her children the importance of personal time with God, which inspired her two children, John and Charles Wesley, whose ministries shaped Christian history and affected the whole world. The image of Susanna Wesley with her apron over her head has become symbolic of prayer in the middle of busy family life, and symbolic of setting boundaries for spiritual discipline. Her devotional life, as well as the many letters, meditations, and spiritual reflections that she wrote, impacted her two sons, John and Charles, and they became great men of God whose ministries continue to impact the Christian world. Her son, John Wesley, preached over 40,000 sermons in his lifetime, traveling 250,000 miles on horseback across England, Wales, Scotland, and Ireland. I cannot imagine traveling that many miles on horseback. I have traveled thousands of miles for America Pray Now in a comfortable car that is heated and air-conditioned, and it is still not easy. How much more difficult traveling that many miles on horseback? What a sacrifice for John Wesley. I have no doubt that what enabled him to endure was his love and dedication to the Lord, which more likely was the fruit of his mother's love and dedication to the Lord. John was instrumental in starting the Methodist movement. He wrote many sermons, journals, tracts, and hymns with his brother Charles. Charles Wesley wrote over 6,500 hymns, many of which are still sung today. He left behind a spiritual and musical legacy that shaped English-speaking Christianity. His hymns helped teach Christian doctrine and stir revival. Today, he is remembered as one of the greatest hymn writers in Christian history. Both John and Charles became great men of God who affected the history of Christianity, all because they were affected by their mother's daily devotional life. Some of the prayers Susanna journaled are the following. When I examine myself 3 times a day, help me to do it more accurately. Let no trivial matter divert me, for though it takes not much time, it is certain that opportunities once lost can never be recovered. I know that this world is but for a short time. Oh, that our treasure and hearts might be in heaven, for it is then that we would not need to be, nor would we be, very concerned about temporal things. Lord, I would begin and end the day with you, the Alpha and Omega. And if I really experience what it is to love you, then I will redeem all the time I can for your immediate service. I will fall down and kneel before the Lord my Maker, and in all my external actions I will seek to observe a due composure and decency, as becomes one that takes upon herself the honor to approach near and speak unto so great a majesty. May I be careful to maintain a constant, habitual sense of you in my mind, to live and act as in your presence. These are beautiful prayers that reveal her intimacy with the Lord in the secret place. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17 says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me diligently will find me. Susanna's love for the Lord enabled her to diligently seek him despite her busy life. She set aside time to seek the one she loved in the secret place, and there she found him. And she could have never imagined that her diligence to seek the Lord would eventually impact millions of lives. You can also affect the world around you by doing what Susanna Wesley did. There are many distractions in life, things that pull us away, things that try to pull us away from seeking the Lord. But let us not do the urgent over the most important. May God help us to seek his face while he may be found. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer that is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up for this magazine on our website at americapraynow.com. In addition to our weekly podcast, we also meet in 16 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our in-person prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also have meetings in Maryland, West Virginia, Delaware, and North Carolina. Please see our websites for times and dates. Until next time, may God bless you.